From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading A Time Too Late by D.R. Meredith. Chapter 1. Pueblo, Colorado Territory, 1875. Colonel Andrew Corley, late of the Confederate Army, professed himself to be a happy man. He had a ready supply of Cuba's finest cigars in his humidor, a number of bottles of Kentucky's best bourbon stored in his cellar, the biggest house in Pueblo, Colorado Territory, and a circle of friends who were reasonably honest and, more important, accepted the colonel at his own face value. If any wondered how an officer of a defeated army, a man disenfranchised by the war, his plantation home burned, his slaves freed, his land endangered by the tax collector, all of which the colonel did not hesitate to describe in fierce and bitter detail, managed to amass a fortune on a raw frontier 10 years and more than 1,000 miles from his birthright, their curiosity remained unsatisfied. For all of his garrulous nature, the colonel was not a forthright man.
"Jubilee," he said,
twisting his mouth so that the black body servant might trim the silky white mustache that he wore paired with a short beard in imitation of Robert E. Lee. And if his resemblance to that honorable gentleman was less striking than he wished, and if it often failed to influence his character, he allowed neither fact to distress him unduly. A hero, after all, had to live up to the standards from which the average man might upon occasion claim exemption. Not that the colonel felt himself to be either dishonest or dishonorable, but he had learned that both honesty and honor were subject to interpretation.